Hi, it's Doon here, your host and hype girl. And before we dive into today's episode, I want you to take a hot second to reflect. What's that passion, unique experience, or knowledge you have itching to be shared with the world? For me, it's always been about guiding you and cheerleading incredible women to start your businesses. So what's your thing? You see, everyone's got something they excel at, something they just can't stop talking about. And it turns out that one of the best ways to monetize those passions is through sharing that thing with the world as a digital course product. My life's work has been to chat with more than 600, 7, 8, and 9-figure e-commerce founders. And it's through those conversations that have led me to creating a foolproof playbook and my go-to guide for early-stage founders in the form of my first ever digital program, E-commerce Fundamentals. But it wouldn't have been possible without Thinkific. The beauty of this platform lies in its simplicity. Cute templates and a super easy to use editor. No coding headaches, no tech-induced stress, just pure focus on what matters most, the content. So if you've ever been curious about building a course to teach your passion, this is the way to do it. The genuine support from the Thinkific team turns it from this lonely, confusing headache into the most fulfilling and easy project. Go to the link in my show notes to get a free trial on me.
And breakers.
Hey, Jules here. Startup Nation celebrates some of the country's most innovative entrepreneurs, and you have to be innovative to break into a saturated market. The podcasting space is the perfect example. It's all about finding a niche and cultivating a community. Like Doon Rasheen, she is the founder of the Female Startup Club. It began as a classic bedroom floor side hustle. And today the show is in the top 0.5% of podcasts globally and a top 10 podcast for entrepreneurship in the US and UK, and amassed over 14 million views on TikTok. As for Doon herself, well, she was named Young Australian of the Year in 2022. It's a great story from an inspiring founder. Enjoy.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
It's been a busy start to the year. We've just launched some new programs. I've just been in Canada doing a speaking gig.
So do they pay you for
traveling?
Those?
Yeah, of course.
So they invite. So how do those inbound leads come? Are you in on the speaker circuit? Is it via your podcast? They fly you over there. They put you up. They pay you. How did you get it?
Yeah, well, that one was kind of specific to a partner / sponsor that I already work with. They're called Thinkific, and they are a B2B software for creators like me who build courses and sell digital products online. So I flew over for a week to do a bunch of, I mean, a few different things with them, including some collab marketing kind of things that we filmed, but also a panel discussion with a few of us and then a kind of keynote speaking opportunity in addition to that, which was paid, went to a great hotel, had a great time, spent a couple of days in Whistler at the end and then flew back. It was amazing. But yeah, usually speaking gigs, it's mostly inbound.
Yeah.
And I've just started I've signed with a talent company that manages speaking gigs. So we're hoping to kick that off soon.
Amazing. Can you tell me a bit more about this company? And, you know, there'd be a lot of people out there like consultants that we know or coaches in any way, shape or form, whether that's leadership or even sort of financial coaching. Is this sort of a bit of software that you can drag and drop your content, create education modules?
Yes. So Thinkific is just incredible for hosting content, you know, in a really easy way for your audience or your customers to view. So you basically, if you're launching a course, for example, you would go in, you'd add all your information, you record your video modules, and then you just kind of upload it all there and they handle everything from, I mean, you can use them for landing pages, you can use them for the kind of hosting of the digital content, but then also, you know, right through to checkout and payment systems as well. I use my own website for my own landing pages and sales landing pages, but I use them specifically to host the content and then also for the checkout and payment system.
It's amazing. It's really cool. So I'm just looking at it now. Thinkific, it's almost like terrific, but think at the front. Basic is $36 a month. Then you start $75 a month or grow $150 a month. And you can start a 30-day trial. That's pretty interesting stuff. I find that really amazing because there'd be a lot of people that are completely pushing out like newsletters, blogs, videos, and giving it away for free, which you sort of have to do to create your community to start with. But there's a moment where you have to then sort of gate it. And I've always wondered how these work and no doubt it works for you.
Yeah, I mean, you can find mostly all information online for free. But if you're able to kind of find ways to provide free value through your content, but then if someone wants to go deep on one specific niche or one specific topic and have everything in one place, just kind of like in a step-by-step process with templates and downloadables and all that kind of thing, you can then just put it behind a software like this. And even though you still give away a lot of your content for free, you can give people the package wrapped up with a nice little bow.
So what is your sort of, I don't know, growth strategy? Because I know you have your newsletter and I realized when I signed up to it today that it's probably only for females, is it?
Are you gonna? I mean, it's definitely targeting the women audience, but it's high value. You can get lots of different insights in there. I'm sure you'd get a lot of great stuff.
Am I allowed in there? I've got a female name, Jules. So I wasn't sure if your moderators would have picked up, but I did click on that. But I don't want to be the creepy guy.
I know multiple guys who read my emails. I know multiple people who are subscribed. I get a little replies to my inbox every week. It's great.
Awesome. That's great. And what's your strategy? Because newsletters are a really interesting one. What I've always loved about them, and I've been banging on about them when everyone was creating sort of online communities, social communities, you know, the first iteration of Facebook communities, you know, I'd built 400,000 followers and then they changed the EdRank algorithm and I went from reaching 100% of them to 2%. So I'm like, oh, this is bullshit, right? I'm not building a community this way. But yet an email database, you own 100% and you control that. And it's like, there's no one in the middle. So newsletters have always been a really powerful, but yet not the sexiest of strategies. How does that work for you, and how many have you got on your list, and how does that sort of flow into your education?
Yeah, you know, I think newsletters are a great way to keep in touch with your audience, especially because people like to consume things differently. So, you know, we have the podcast, we have social channels, and they kind of sit at the top of our funnel where people can discover us that way, and then they filter down into the newsletter. And some people just prefer the written form of content. So it's great for them having it delivered to your inbox, insights, frameworks, kind of just displayed really easy, easy to digest, easy to snack on. And then in our newsletter, we have relevant kind of industry news for women in business. We have job opportunities at cool female founded companies and lots of just good resources and little tips and tricks that you can access. And then that filters directly to kind of our, you know, paid products and paid offerings. So it filters them down to bottom of the funnel. And so for us, you know, it's a great channel. I mean, if you're thinking about a podcast, when you're listening to something, you're not directly clicking. You might be at the gym, you might be driving a car. So it's very kind of, you know, in one ear, out the other. Whereas if you get someone onto your email list, especially like you said, you own that list, it's not going to turn off anytime soon if the channel changes or the algorithm changes. But then you're able to, you know, directly have people clicking into your website, clicking into a checkout cart or whatever it might be.
If there was entrepreneurs listening and they're thinking about all of these channels, because, you know, when you give birth to another one, you know, you have to feed it, right? So a newsletter is like, holy shit. And I know that, you know, the content is overlap. Like, it's almost like you take the content, you put it in the chop shop. All right, I got to put it in text.
Repurpose it.
Yeah, repurpose it here, short form for that. Then I'm going to get some, you know, long form on podcast. Then I'm going to get a click of that because we're obviously filming that. And then I'm going to put that in the newsletter. But it's still a lot. Can you give us a bit of an idea of the resources required for that sort of content machine?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say, like, especially if you're an early stage founder, and you're just starting out, pick one channel and start with that one channel and don't move on from that channel until you've got it all figured out, until you've stacked your systems and your processes and you're consistently kind of in a flow with that. And then once that is 100% locked down, then move on to another channel and then build out, again, your different systems and your different processes. You know, for us, we have a number of different people who work across our channels. I have a full-time employee. I have my VA. I have my contract editor. There's a number of people that go into making all of our content across all of our channels, because we have, you know, everything from my personal Instagram, the business Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, the podcast, newsletter, TikTok, and that's like the free side of it. And then we have our paid products and our paid funnels. And then I have one-to-one coaching, and then I do angel investments. So there's lots of different moving parts to Female Startup Club. And we do have multiple people kind of making that work. But the only way it works is because we have really clear systems and processes for everyone to follow and kind of action. For the newsletter, you know, we use Beehive. It's a great tool for creators. It is, I think there might even be a free option that you can start on, and you kind of build your way up until a certain amount of subscribers and then you start paying. And it's really, you know, easy to use. They've also just launched within the platform different ways that you can monetize and just immediately add different, you know, sponsored posts and things like that in there. You can have a referral program, grow your newsletter from directly in the platform. It's really an amazing tool. So if you are kind of in that early stage of just trying to figure things out and you want to test it out as a channel for you, it's a great platform. It's called Beehive.
And they will be asking you to talk at one of their overseas conferences and putting you up in a nice hotel after that.
Very, I mean, we'll see. Plug. Tyler, the founder, is pretty great. He launched it about a year and a half ago and it's doing something crazy. Like, I think the last thing I saw him post on LinkedIn was like 5 million ARR less than 12 months into it. He's crushing.
Hey, one of your focuses right now are programs for early stage founders and future founders. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yes. So our core hero program that we kind of released in soft launch at the end of last year and kind of, you know, ironing out the kinks at the start of this year is a program that's developed for early stage business owners who are in the space of e-commerce, specifically CPG, so consumer packaged goods, who are looking to really upskill in organic content marketing and learning what's needed to launch their own ads. And that's kind of an offering based on really who our audience is when we think about who's talking to us on social, who's in our newsletter, who's listening to the show. And then from there in the pipeline, our next program that we have coming out is, it's so cool. It's basically a program that's all centered around funding, because that's another thing that comes up time and time again from actually anyone that's even coming on the show to anyone that I'm talking to in the DMs in our audience. Everyone wants to know funding. What does it mean to raise capital? Yeah. How do you go about it? How do you do a pitch deck? Yeah. How do you access grants? How do you access access, you know, different kinds of debt, all that kind of thing. So it's a program really centered around all facets of funding, but with a kind of primary focus on raising capital and especially raising from angels.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Tell me what you think about this opinion of mine. I wish that I was more discerning and I felt like I had just to move. Okay, next step funding, next step funding. I didn't think there was any other option, right? And I regret that because in some ways, I think so many of the people that are asking about funding are probably way too early and they probably need to just have a blast, you know, really try it out at their own time, their own speed, bootstrapping to really get that product to get traction before they're just going, here's my idea and it's going to work with enough money because we got that money. And as soon as you take money, holy shit, everything's harder to do. And the clock starts ticking and the pressure starts building and you start to run out of the money. And if you haven't proven that that money that you said you were going to double or triple in that time, if you haven't, then you're sort of caught. So I say to people like, yeah, I know everyone's talking about funding and young people funding, but one of the things I would say is like, what if you didn't fund for 12 months or 2 years? Can you now focus on that period in your life?
Absolutely. And I think a big problem or part of the problem is that the media really glorifies the fundraise.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're splashed, you're seeing splashed on the cover, these amazing founders raising, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. And and what gets into this is your ego and wanting to be in that moment without really kind of just taking a moment to be self-aware, reflect and observe who you are as a person to understand, do you even want to raise? What's the kind of business that you want? Do you want a lifestyle business where you don't need to have someone to answer to and, you know, make decisions alongside. Or maybe you are the person that does want that. You want to go really fast. You want to have other people in your business who are going to be calling the shots alongside you. And that's kind of, you know, your appetite for a business. And that's totally fine. But I think we can often get lost in just identifying what we actually want and what our goals are in terms of our day-to-day life, in terms of where we want to get to, in what period of time. And of course, like if you're raising money, your goal is to sell that business and you have to return, or you hopefully make a return for your investors. So I think it's about starting to really understand. And that's why, you know, we want to have more resources around this, because understanding your appetite for the startup ecosystem, understanding whether you want to raise or not, and then also going into the different ways that you can access capital for your business, because a lot of people don't realize how many different avenues you have.
Yes.
And I think there's about seven. There's like self-funding, which everyone just kind of forgets that you can do so much to get, you know, your own savings, liquidate your own assets, use your 9-to-5 as your investment into the business. Then you can go into grants. There is so much equity-free capital around the world that you can access. You can access this through governments. You can access this through businesses like MasterCard and Amex. You can access this through your local university or philanthropist pitches and donations. And then you've got things like the EMDG grant and R&D incentives and things like that. Then you can do crowdfunding. You can do crowdfunding through just kind of pre-sale on Kickstarter and Indigo and those kind of websites. Or you can go down the pathway of equity crowdfunding through platforms like Birchall and Equities. Then there's borrowing and debt, and there's many different parts to that. And then there's obviously, you know, capital raising. And then I also like to add in rev-based financing, because if you're building an online business, I mean, it's expensive capital to get, but you can use companies like ClearCo or Wayflyer or Shopify Capital, plug in all your data, your Google Analytics and your Shopify data, and they'll give you a loan. You can get upwards of $1 million, and then that goes into your purchase orders or your inventory orders, or it can go into your paid ads. And then they're just taking a percentage of sales back with interest every day until you pay it back. And they know what they can lend you based on your data. And then of course, you know, you've got things like accelerators, incubators, things like that, that also give you capital. Startmate's a great example in Australia, Techstars as well. You know, there's just so many different ways to access capital. Yeah, you just need to know about it.
You forgot sort of your rich auntie and the whole diet of natural causes, but you put a pillow over her head and then you take inheritance, which I'm trying at the moment, but probably just blown it. Hey, Doon, I can now see why you have a chart-topping podcast, because that was absolutely epic. You know, you talked a little bit about the comparison. That was one of the things. And we talk about funding. I love the fact that your first module can be, you do not need to raise funds. And they're like, why? And then you got all these other options, as you say. But I remember the ego of, you know, but having competitors in the market, you know, and going, shit, it's a race to capital. And we didn't even question, do we need the capital? And it was a race to get the headline of the capital, because it needed to say we are leaders in the market, right? So we were competing against these people. We thought if they're going to get all the money, we're stuffed. They're going to crush us and suck all the oxygen out of the room. And I mean, the absurd thing about the PR off the, and all of our best PR was off the back of raising funds, like 5 million, 10 million. No one advertises how expensive their mortgage is. Like, that's literally, you're beating your chest saying this is a massive mortgage. Like, I'm under pressure now. I haven't earned money. I haven't brought it. This is not revenue. This is me just getting a massive shitload of loan.
Absolutely. And, you know, when we go through, you know, the last couple of years where we're seeing valuations plummet, you know, the ecosystem has changed, you become under an increasing amount of pressure, and the pressure to then become, instead of, you know, a few years ago, it's grow at all costs, growth no matter what. And now it's become profitable ASAP. And so that also doesn't really even align with raising, you know, tons and tons of capital, especially if you're raising hundreds of millions of dollars. It's very hard to reach profitability. So yeah, it really depends on, you know, your appetite for, I guess, pressure, but also what you want in terms of your life and you know,
I think
your day to day.
I think that's brilliant. Like, truly, what do you want? Because don't assume this is the next step, because it...
And the last thing I'll say, actually, I've just got one further point here. If you've raised millions of dollars in capital, that doesn't mean you get millions of dollars in your pocket to take away with. Your investors aren't saying, hey, I'm going to give you millions of dollars so you can take a big fat salary. They're saying, I want you to have a, like, you know, I want you to be fine, but I want you to use this money to make us a lot of money here. So you don't have control over what you take out of the business. If you own 100% of your company, you can pay yourself whatever you want. You can have a dividend of whatever you want. And you have the autonomy to make a decision based on you.
Love it. Virtual assistants, yay or nay?
Oh my God, absolutely a yay. Virtual assistants are amazing. Lifeblood for me.
Really? And so what are some, just three of them, the main tasks they do for you?
So for me, everything that is basically the way that you think about a virtual assistant, you observe your behavior and anything that you're doing that's a repeat task that doesn't require any decision-making or creative thinking, it's just a task that you repeat every day or every week or every month. It's something that I immediately record a Loom, get my virtual assistant to copy that into a written SOP, put it on the drive, and then whatever the event is that triggers that workflow, that's just then in action and rinse and repeat every single time that's happening. And so for us, we use virtual assistants a lot for our workflow connected to the podcast. So that can look like scheduling the episodes. That can look like transcribing and turning into blog posts. That can look like posting our videos on YouTube. Whatever it is, she's got a list of kind of events that are triggered from me recording a show. And off the back of that, she just actions that ongoing. I don't need to follow up. I don't need to do anything. It's just in the system and that's the process. And for me, I've worked with Jane, my VA, since 2020, and I, you know, just have such a love for her because she makes my, you know, admin side of the business just so much easier. But you can use virtual assistants for customer service. You can use it for so many different things in your business. And I would also say if you're a small team, you can build this habit into your staff. If you have someone, especially if you're small and let's say you have one employee or two employees, but they're still quite senior in what they do. Maybe they're a brand marketing manager or the performance marketer. Give your staff access to a VA so they can offload any of the admin they're doing and only focus on high level execution and nothing else, or creative thinking, brainstorming, whatever it might be. So when you can kind of scale your team by delegating all the things that they actually shouldn't be focusing on to kind of a lower cost staff member, instead of bringing in a junior staff member to your office and then having a lot more costs associated with that. It's a great tool.
Well, that was the founder of the Female Startup Club, Dune Rasheen. If you'd like more info, head to femalestartupclub.com or at Female Startup Club on socials, as well as Dune's podcast. They have an amazing newsletter, which is your gateway to their vibrant community. Again, femalestartupclub.com. Well, this is just one of many interviews we do every day. If you want more of the same, catch me live on air each weekday, 4 to 6 p.m. on DAB+, and online at disrupt.com. Radio, and make sure you follow the podcast on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts.
Disrupt Radio. Tune in to opportunity.
Hey, it's Dune here. Thanks for listening to this amazing episode of the Female Startup Club podcast. If you're a fan of the show and want even more of the good stuff, I'd recommend checking out femalestartupclub.com, where you can subscribe to our free newsletter. We send it out weekly, covering female founder business news, insights and learnings in D2C, and interesting business resources. And if you're a founder building an e-commerce brand, you can join our private network of entrepreneurs called Hype Club at femalestartupclub.com/hypeclub. We have guests from the show joining us for intimate Ask Me Anythings, expert workshops, and a group of totally amazing, like-minded women building the future of D2C brands. As always, please do subscribe, rate and review the show, and post your favorite episodes to Instagram stories. I am beyond grateful when you do that.